Rico Rolando is in the house.
Yes.
Welcome, man.
Thank you.
I feel like it's a guy that needs no introduction because I feel like everybody knows you. You've been on the music scene for how many years now?
Over 10 years, I would say.
Wow.
Well, I think you have the most social media followers of any artist in Cayman. So
yes, some. Yes, I won't say I'm the most.
Yes,
you've
got a good following
for sure.
Every time you come in the studio, we got somebody else in here, and he's flying around. He's like, I want to join the party. You know, we had local artists in here a couple of weeks ago, right after Capella and all that. And then I'm thinking, we didn't actually sit down with Rico in like 2 years.
Right?
I know.
It's been forever.
It's been a minute.
So what have you been doing in the studio? What's the latest with your music and everything?
Yeah, so, you know, music was at a standstill with COVID. There was a lot of different things that was going on, and obviously we couldn't really do performances like that, or you couldn't really go internationally to travel to do anything. So I kind of was at a standstill with music, and all of a sudden, you know, I got that spark back this year, and I'm just super excited to release some new stuff going forward, have a lot of different collaborations in the mix, so I'm just excited for you guys to be playing it very, very soon.
Well, we will.
Yes, and we're very excited. Where do you produce your music, Rico?
Everything is done here locally. So everything from my producer side, shout out to Yannick, a.k.a. Vasco. He's always has all the different tracks that I need. Anything from, you know, pop music to hip-hop to piano music, anything that I need, he's got it covered. So shout out to you.
What's your composing process? I don't know if we asked this the first time. How do you envision a song? Because
honestly, it goes by my emotion at first. Uh-huh. Most of my tracks are all emotion based. It's either a situation that happened to me, or a situation that happened to a friend, or a situation that I'm seeing from the outside that I'm like, oh, I can do a little spin on this.
I love that you take it personal.
Yeah.
I think that's why people are so drawn to your music, because they can connect to it.
Yes.
Because when you speak from the heart, you're speaking with true honesty, right?
And then there's some songs that I just, you know, ball out and turn up to it. It's something completely different.
But whatever you're putting out, though, is what you are feeling at that moment. You can tell, because like Looking for a Sign, the song that we're still playing for
I love that
song. Was that the last single you released officially?
No, my last single was a Christmas song that I released.
Ah, that's right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We got to start playing it at Christmas time.
Yeah, we'll play that for sure. Yeah. But that track, every time I hear it, you know, you think it's just, I forget it's you. I'm listening to, because you're listening to the radio as I'm driving along and a song comes on and then Rico comes on. I'm like, oh, that's a local artist from us.
Yes.
You got that same passion and charisma that any international star has on their music, which is what you need. You got the thing, that brand that Erica S.I. was talking about.
You've got that it factor.
Yeah, that thing.
Thank you.
Now, anyone that may have not heard your music or not in a while that is listening right now, how would you describe your music style? And I know that's a tricky one.
Yeah, no.
And influences maybe as well.
For sure. So I would say if Lizzo and Justin Timberlake had a baby, it would be me.
That's pretty accurate, actually. I like that.
Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty accurate.
You know, it's a different, Lizzo has her little, you know, upbeat music, and it's just something that's on the left field, really, with Lizzo's music. And then, you know, Justin Timberlake, he has that contemporary, you know, R&B style that he goes with. So I think I'm a mixture of a little bit of both, and then, like, some rap in there somehow. I don't know.
out of other current artists, like who are you kind of feeling right now? Who's some of your
current
favorites?
Current artists, jeez, I can't. I know Rihanna's not current, like, right now with her music.
But she's still current.
Yes. Come on,
she's still. She has some transcending music, and that's something that I look up to for sure. Other artists that I look up to right now, Jhené Aiko is one of them. Lana Del Rey. I listen to a lot of hip hop now, so I'm going to like. Drake's new album is really good.
Yeah, we're all sold on that too. I've been listening to it nonstop.
Yes.
What do you think of? Have you heard the new Beyonce yet? What do you think of that? From a producer's standpoint, because I like the production, but man, she threw everything in there she possibly could.
Yes.
So could you leave anything out? You know.
I mean, honestly, okay. If we are comparing Beyonce's to Drake's, I liked Drake's way better.
Me too.
Beyonce's, I liked where she was going with it, and I know it's a new age, and she's trying to go with that new vibe. But I don't know. I just didn't stick for me.
You know what it is for me?
It's all goes down to personal preference.
Yes.
Right. Both
yes.
extremely talented.
Yes, definitely.
I gave it an 8.5 because the same way, I think it's a great album, but it's just a little bit like less is more sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just leave a little bit, like there's 100,000 credits to different bits she uses.
Yes.
You know, it's insane.
Yes,
it's almost
crazy.
Too much. But I like listening to the old school where it was more minimalist beats and you just got that groove going in the vibe. That's kind of what I liked. So when do you expect your new music to be out? Because we want to play it.
Yes.
First.
So we're going to hold you to this timeline. So.
Absolutely. So you can definitely, I can guarantee new music within a month.
What? Okay. I was going to say within a year.
No.
You're right on the precipice here.
Yes. You know, okay. I'm going through like different photographers right now who to choose for different cover art and stuff like that. So that's what I'm working with. And I already have the music done. The music has been done. It's just...
Can we leak it over here? Can we just leak
No, not yet.
I'm always trying to get something out of somewhere.
You're a bit of a perfectionist, aren't you?
Yeah, I know it is.
Until it's got every single piece and you like every single note, every single word, you're not going to release it to anybody.
No, I'm not going to release it.
Now, do you have a plan for this album as far as have you been talking to people from labels? Are you trying to push this further?
I have been talking to a lot of different people, a lot of different booking agents now is what I'm going with, not necessarily labels. Labels are a little bit more restrictive when it comes to different things.
Right.
However, I'm not opposed to labels. Let me get that straight.
If anyone's listening.
Yes, I'm not opposed to labels. But
you don't necessarily need them, to be honest. If you do it wisely.
Well, look at
smartly.
All the TikTokers out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And you know what? There's major artists now who are obviously without a label and they're doing great things. So it doesn't necessarily take a label, but a label is a machine.
Yeah,
a label
absolutely.
Is able to push your music.
And they've got dollars behind them too,
exactly.
which does help.
And connections. They all have connections.
Correct.
Too. That's the other thing.
Correct. So, but you know what? Is it going to be an album? I think it may be more of an EP, maybe like 3 songs, mm-hmm. not necessarily an album, but definitely singles are going to be coming within a month.
Right. Great. We can't wait.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking time to
sit
down with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
We know you've got a show to do yourself, so we'll let you go.
Well, Zosia is going to be our next guest, by the way, next week.
That's right. In the Artist Series. I can't wait to hear what she's got.
Yes. If she agrees, she didn't actually say yes yet. Do you agree to that or not? Okay, she says yes.
Zosia agrees!
But Rico Rolando, where are you performing next then?
Ooh, performing. Whoever's going to pay me the highest dollar, I guess.
Okay.
That's where I'm performing.
Well, this isn't going to be the last of you for sure. It's just an official one for our podcast series. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And when your new single is released, you can come back and introduce that too.
Absolutely. I love it here at Z. Come on.
Absolutely. Well, it's right next door too. I mean, literally.
Oh, and you know what? Before we go, you know what? You guys actually inspired me on my last Capella set. I will get you guys that. So,
what?
Boyfriend by Dove Cameron.
Oh, Dove Cameron. Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. I first started listening to that on Z, and I was like, all right, okay, I think I might put that into my set. And there was
I heard that cover.
Harry
like,
Styles as it was that you guys are constantly playing.
Yeah.
And that is, obviously, it's great. So, shout out to you guys. You gave me the inspiration to, put that in my set.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, you inspire us.
You really do inspire us.
Thank you. Thank you.
To keep things local around here because we got great local talent.
Absolutely.
We love that. And you got to give us some other names of people that I haven't even heard of yet, too, because I know you know people.
Yes.
So it's like,
both you and Zosia.
Who should we check out?
Kendra.
Throw a shout out.
Kendra, Kendora, Johan Fitzgerald, Capo, Georgie Duarte, Andrea Rivera, Erica Asai, the new people that are coming up on the block. Janez, obviously he's been here, not new on the block, but there's so many different ones I'm super excited about.
I tell you, I'm like the
Sheena
biggest
Lee.
Fan of Janez.
Yes.
He came in the studio and I was nervous.
Really?
Because I think he's such a good rapper.
Yes, he's really good.
I actually got like a bit starstruck. I'm like, oh my gosh, your music is so good.
Well, we need to have him in next. I haven't met him yet.
Well, he lives in L.A. a big chunk of the time, right?
Well, no,
some
that's
of the
fine.
Time.
Yeah. We'll have him in. Yeah,
yeah.
Be great.
For sure.
Or he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
About half of those names we've had in here, and about half we haven't.
Listen,
so we got to get some more people in here.
Oh, Josh Pearl?
Yes, Josh Pearl. There's so many different artists that you guys have not been able to really necessarily listen to us yet, and I just want to be able to share that with you guys.
Well, even some, there's some that we have played that we haven't had in.
Yes.
And some that we just haven't even played. So
exactly.
We got to get to all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to get there.
Yep. Well, thank you, Rico.
Thank you.
Our local artist and radio personality extraordinaire. By the way, you're doing a great job over there, too.
Thank you.
But it all kind of comes together, doesn't it? Like, you get ideas for the show kind of like you get ideas for music.
Exactly.
Think.
And then
lyrics
you're off to CDG after
That's
this
it.
As well.
Hey, big up CDG.
I love the crew over there.
I love them
you
too.
You work
man.
With a good crew.
Yes.
All right. Thanks again. Rico Rolando here on Z99, the best station in Cayman.